This is Akashvani, the news read by Lin Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. He said this while addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. Briefing the media after the meeting, CEO of Niti Aayog, BVR Subramaniam, quoting the Prime Minister, said that states can play an active role in achieving the target of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, reforms like NEP, schemes like Mudra, PM Vishwakarma, PM Swanidhi, reforms in criminal justice system should be utilized for bringing about transformational change in Indian society and economy. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre. Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, chaired the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members, special invitees, the vice chairman, Suman Beri, and members of Niti Aayog attended the meeting. The theme of this year's meeting was Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. CEO of Niti Aayog, BVR Subramaniam, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the states could compete for FDI so that investments could reach all the states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that only international cooperation can ensure that the global commons are secure and global goods are delivered. Participating in the 31st ASEAN Regional Forum in Vientiane at Laos People's Democratic Republic today, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that solutions can only emerge through cooperation, economic, political, technological and connectivity. Dr. Jayashankar also noted that India strongly supports ASEAN unity, centrality and the ASEAN outlook on Indo-Pacific. At the Olympics, the Indian men's hockey team has kick-started their campaign with a 3-2 win against New Zealand at the Yves Dumanoir Stadium tonight. In the final minute of the match, India received a penalty stroke, which Harmanpreet Singh dutifully dispatched into the back of the goal to give India the win. In badminton, in the men's doubles category, Satwik and Chirag start off their campaign with straight game win. Indian duo defeated the home favourite Lucas Covey and Ronan Labar 21-17, 21-14. Satwik and Chirag will next take on German pair Lamsfors and Seidel on Monday in their second group stage clash. In the men's singles, ace shuttler Lakshya Sen defeated Kevin Corden group stage match 21-8, 22-20 this evening. In shooting, India's Manu Bhakkar has secured a place in the final of the women's 10-meter air pistol event, finishing third with an impressive total score of 580 points and 27 inner in the qualifying event in Paris Olympics. In the men's singles skull event, India's lone rower, Balraj Panwar, finished fourth and will now participate in the repechage round tomorrow. In table tennis, Harmeet Desai defeated Jordan's Yamanjai Zor Abo 11-7, 11-9, 11-5 and 11-5 in the men's singles event to qualify for the round of 64. In the women's doubles category, Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto will play against the Korean pair of Kim So-young and Kong Hee-yong in their first group stage match tonight. In boxing, Preeti Pawar will be up against Vietnam's Vo Thi Kim An in the women's 54-kilogram round of 32 clash. In men's cricket, India take a 1-0 lead in the three-match T20 series with a 43-run win against the host Sri Lanka at Palekele International Cricket Stadium. India bundled out Sri Lanka for 170 runs in 19.2 overs. The Income Tax Department has said over 5 crore income tax returns, ITRs, have been filed for the current assessment year so far. It is an 8% increase from the previous year. In a social media post today, the department said just yesterday it received over 28 lakh ITRs. Supreme Court Judge Justice Suryakant has invited citizens to participate in the upcoming Special Lok Adalat Week, scheduled from 29 July to 3rd of August. And that is the end of this news bulletin.